The scripture lesson for this evening, actually it is from, I think that Sir Paul could have taken his nod from St. Paul with this song, and as much as it explains a man's love for his woman, and I think that's exactly what Paul had in mind in Ephesians 5 when he said, "Husbands, love your wives." So here's "I Will." Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will. Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. For if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name, but it never really mattered. I will always feel the same. Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. And then we have to move the page because we forgot to do that. And when at last I find you, our song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the things you do endear you to me. Yes, you know I will. I will. La da 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 da. La da da da, la da da da, no, I will.
Miss Kirsten, you're the mother of three boys, right?
Yes.
Well, our mother is the mother of two boys, and we're wondering how you do it.
Practice, practice, practice.
Why don't you introduce this next act, since we've sure you've heard Aaron practice it a lot.
Our next song is about time, school time. The lyrics are about a little girl named Mary who had a little lamb that followed her everywhere, including to school one day. Of course, this was against the rules. Not that my boys would know anything about that. And so it made the other children laugh and play to see a lamb at school. Let's give a warm welcome to new violin student Aaron Aquino playing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Thank you.
7 Years is a 2015 song by Danish soul pop band Lucas Graham.
Wait a minute. I know that song, and there's a line or two that, well, let's just say it might not be the most appropriate song to sing in church. Pastor Scott might give Lucy that look if she sings it.
Don't worry. Lucy is smart and creative, so she's making it work.
Whew!
If I may continue, 7 Years is a 2015 song by Danish soul pop band Lucas Graham, who says the song is about growing older, about his life so far and what he hopes to achieve in the future. Tonight it is sung and played and slightly rewritten by Lucy Neely.
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old, it was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old, I always had that dream like my daddy before me. So I'm started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory, it's always seemed to bore me, cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told, before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old, I only seek my goals, I don't believe in failure, cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. If we don't see before I leave, I hope to see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told, I was writing about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old, soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold, we'll travel around the world and we're still rolling. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory. Some I had to leave behind, my brother, I'm still sorry. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61, remember life, and then your life becomes a better one. I make the man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
Our next song, Grandfather's Clock, was chosen by Riley Jackson because it fits with the theme of time. Riley's first piano lessons were at home with her dad. She began studying with Miss Yanni in June of last year.
Thank you.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Are you talking to me?
No, definitely not. That's the chorus to the next song performed on the flute by Lindsey Kim. The song is sung by a young man to his girlfriend and is about his plans of their growing old together. Beatle Paul McCartney wrote it when he was just 16.
Which possibly explains why he thought 64 seemed old.
Miss Lindsley played this song recently at a family wedding, and we're looking forward to her playing it for us. Please sing along if you know the lyrics.
Do they not cry from stories about little kids growing up and leaving home?
Let's get back to Toy Story 2 before I start crying. It has one of my favorite songs in it, When She Loved Me. It was written by Randy Newman and sung by Sarah McLachlan. In the movie, the song is sung by Jessie, the toy cowgirl, in remembering Emily, her owner. Haley Barham will sing it for us and give Sarah McLachlan a run for her money.
Somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spend together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me, through the summer and the fall, we had was meant to be. And when she was lonely, I was there to comfort her, and I knew that she loved me. So the years went by, I stayed the same, but she began to drift away. I was left alone. Still I waited for the day when she'd say, I will always love you. Lonely and forgotten, never thought she'd look my way. And she smiled at me and held me, just like she used to do, like she loved me when she loved me. When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. When she
our next song.
Wait, I thought we weren't supposed to do any political jokes tonight.
That's correct. That's what Miss Liz made very clear. She almost banned trumpets from the lineup just to be sure. What makes you think I'm making a political joke?
You mentioned Joe Biden, which usually means there's a joke to follow.
He said the next song is Biden My Time, Miss Kirsten. It's a George Gershwin song that Miss Loriani is going to play on the piano that has nothing to do with politics. Take it away, Miss Yanni.
Thank you.
Okay, it is now time to get up and walk around, bid on the silent auction items, and get some snacks in the cafes at the back. Don't forget that this is a fundraiser for getting to the Gen On Youth Summit, and there's a wall of support envelopes. I think I saw them outside, or both. We need that board empty by the time we leave, so go get an envelope. And we'll take about a 10-minute break. When you hear the music being played, get back to your seats, because you don't want to miss any of our witty banter.
In this next song, Joni Mitchell tells the story of a child's journey to adulthood. The lyrics use a carousel as a metaphor for the years that go by. Tonight, the Circle Game is brought to us by Miss Miriam Miller. Feel free to sing the verses.
So please do feel free to sing on the verses. I need your help. Yesterday, a child came out to wander, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful, when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful. Ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle game. Then the child grew 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like "when you're older" must appease him, and promises that'll someday make his dreams. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to carwheels through the town, and they tell him, "Take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down."
Yesterday is a song by the Beatles written by Paul McCartney and released on the album Help in 1965. Yesterday was voted best song of the 20th century in a 1999 BBC radio poll. We will hear this chart-topping song performed twice tonight. The first is by Madame Barham on trumpet.
Thank you.
It is now our pleasure to introduce Catherine Schatz on violin and Miss Rachel Wade on piano playing today. The song came from a 1964 musical comedy called Advance to the Rear, set in the American Civil War. It was sung in the movie by the New Christy Minstrels, but also recorded later by John Denver. Most people assume it to be an old centuries old folk song and not part of a Hollywood soundtrack. The chorus includes the line, "A million tomorrows shall all pass away, or I forgot all the joy that is mine today."
Our next performance is a song from the musical Annie, Tomorrow. The song proclaims an optimistic view of life from a spunky little orphan. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, "Oh, the sun will come out tomorrow." It's sung tonight by our own spunky, Kylie Hoffman, accompanied by her father, Pastor Scott. Hey, I just noticed something.
What's that?
We just heard the songs Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Do you think they were ordered that way on purpose?
Well, who ordered the songs?
Miss Jennifer Seinfeld.
Oh, I think it was done on purpose.
How Far We've Come is a song by American alternative rock group Matchbox 20, released in 2007. We bring you Kira Stewart singing it tonight.
Hello, hello, hello. is gonna need it, it's gone. Cars are moving like a half a mile an hour, and I started staring at the passengers waiting to fly. Can you tell me what was ever really special about me all this time? I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far we go. Well, I believe it all is coming to an end. Oh well, I guess we're gonna pretend. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far we go. It could turn 10 o'clock, but I don't really know. I can't remember really caring for an hour or so. Started crying and I couldn't stop myself. Started running, but there's nowhere to run to. I sat down on the street, took a look at myself. Said, where you going? And you know the world is headed. Say your goodbyes if you got someone you can say goodbye to. But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we come. Let's see how far we go. Well, I believe it all is coming to an end. Oh well, I guess we're gonna pretend. Let's see how far we come. Let's see how far we go. I believe the world is running to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far we go. And I believe it all is coming to an end. Oh well, I guess we're gonna pretend. Let's see how far we come. Let's see how far we go. Let's see how far we come. Let's see how far we go. Let's see how far we come. 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 Let's see how far we come.
Our next song is a popular song with the melody written by Jule Stein and lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Judy Holliday and Dean Martin sang the song in the 1960 film Bells Are Ringing, and more recently it was recorded by Tony Bennett and Michael Bublé. Tonight it's being performed by husband and wife team Todd Stubbs and Margaret McGillivray.
We don't usually do this except when we're standing next to each other in church. It keeps our marriage intact. I don't know how you feel about that. Okay.
Just in time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low.
Yes, I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go.
Now you're here, and
now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way.
Just in time.
You found me just in time and changed my lonely life. that lovely day. Just in time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time. Was running low. Yes, I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now we know just where we're going. No more doubt or fear. We found our way.
For love came just in time.
We found each other just in time.
And changed our lonely lives that lonely day. Changed our lonely life that lovely day.
It is now time to get up and walk around again. Bid some more on the silent auction items and get some snacks in our cafe. We'll be back in just about 10 minutes. Please return to your seats when you hear the music. There will be one final bidding time at the end of the show.
It's time for a reprisal of yesterday.
Not today?
No, yesterday.
Not tomorrow?
No, yesterday.
Being sung tonight?
No, yes. Wait, I mean yes, tonight.
Gotcha. Here is father and son duo, Alan and Andrew Exner, with Yesterday.
I had to make a deal with Callum earlier. I told him he could borrow Andrew, but he had to give him back. Yeah, we ran into the same kind of bad puns about yesterday. Joy asked when Andrew and I had gotten together to rehearse this, and I said, yesterday? And she says, no, when did you... Yeah, well, anyhow, you get the idea.
It's who's on first all over again.
Yesterday... all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide it away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe
yesterday.
This act is an exciting and dynamic ensemble piece for one piano, six hands, creating a thrilling ragtime experience, conjuring up sounds of old piano rolls coming from a honky-tonk piano. We present our own CMPC pianists, Loy Yawney, Joy Exner, and Jennifer Seinfeld with Three's a Crowd Rag.
Jesse Stewart brings us Grandfather's Clock again. The song, told from the grandson's point of view, is about his grandfather's grandfather clock. The clock is purchased on the morning of his grandfather's birth and it works perfectly for 90 years, requiring only that it be wound at the end of each week. The clock rings 24 chimes when the grandfather brings his bride into his house, and before the grandfather dies, it rings an eerie alarm. The family recognizes that the grandfather is near death and gathers by his bed. After 90 years, when the grandfather dies, the clock suddenly stops and never works again.
Our own piano man, Mr. Joe Marinelli, collaborated with his friend Don Wade to compose the next song specifically for musical Treats and Sweets this year. We are always happy to give Joe a reason to compose a new song. This one is called Fleeting Time.
Get on, let's light this candle. One, two, one, two, three, four. Days are passing by me like boards on a picket fence. I'm driving by so fast, see, like a kid with no sense. Months are starting to amalgamate, just a blur in my eye. I'm starting to abdicate because they just say goodbye. I used to think that really years took so long, but now I know that clearly. Boy, I was wrong. The memories lumped together, jumbled words in a song. Where do they go to? What year do they belong? Time's getting steady like a heart with no warning it departs. Better make hay in your prime. It ain't staying fleeting time. The clock on the wall, so innocent, doesn't say what it's pretending. I glance at it so complacently, not hearing the message it's sending. Many things to do today, my schedule's stuffed with urgent. Important things I've got to do, like change my brand of detergent. Time beating steady like our hearts, with no warning it departs. Better make hay in your prime. It ain't staying fleeting time. I had a dream last night. I was walking along a path of clouds, far above the earth. Up ahead me was a gate, a magnificent gate, high as the stars, made of gold and pearl. There's a figure standing by the gate with his back towards me. As I approached, he turned towards me and I recognized him. It was Jesus. I fell to my knees and he spoke. He said, "Well?" I said, "Lord?" He said, "Well, what did you do with it?" I said, "What did I do with what, Lord?" Your time, what did you do with it? I said, "Oh, that." I said the first thing that came to my mind, which really wasn't very smart, I said, "Well, you know, frankly, Lord, I watched a lot of TV. You know, growing up, there was only 3 channels, but now there's like 200, 300, and that doesn't even include the premium channels." Unfortunately, I continued,
You know, I think I've seen so many Seinfeld episodes so many times, I have all the episodes memorized. Still kneeling, I summon the courage to look up to see Jesus' face. He didn't look none too happy. Then I remembered, oh, Lord, Lord, I went to church every Sunday. I mean, unless it wasn't snowing or something, but I went to church every Sunday. And when I was Catholic, I even went to church on the holy days of obligation. You know, the Assumption. He interrupted. He said, you've been on earth 567,843 hours. You've been in church 3,381 hours. That's 0.6% of your time. What I want to know is what you did with the other 99.4%. I got a little scared. Then he told me to stand, and he put his hand in my face, and his hand started to glow. And I looked into his hand, and I saw my life from beginning to end. Every hour, every minute of every second. At the end, a profound sadness enveloped me. It was a feeling of mourning for time, lost time. I said, I don't know what to say, Lord. He said, I do. You're going back. I said, what? He said, you got to go back. I said, no, please, Lord, no. No, let me stay here with you, please. It's peaceful and beautiful. I mean, you don't know what it's like down there. So many bad things happening. So many mean people being mean to each other. And Lord, you know, I'm tired. I'm just tired. Then I looked into his eyes, and I saw it. The infinite capacity for love and understanding, and I knew that he understood how I felt. He moved his face closer to mine, and he said, I don't know what it's like down there, and you're tired. We're all tired. And he gave it to me straight. He said, I told you once, I told you twice, to join that organization that helps the poor and the homeless. Stop playing that stupid PlayStation, because it's God's gift you're playing with. You better know the importance of every second of your life. You'll be back, you have my assurance. Up. Was it real or was it a dream? Because if it was real, Jesus is really into that tough love thing. At any rate, I think I got the message. So when I meet my maker, he'll ask for elaboration. Was I a giver or a taker? Where was my heart, my preoccupation? But now I know there'll come a point, we'll get to my crime. How I lived, how I played, what I did with my time. Time beating steady like our hearts, with no warning it departs. Better make hay in your prime. It ain't staying fleeting time. Time beating steady like our hearts, with no warning it departs. Better make hay in your prime. It ain't staying fleeting time. Time beating steady like our hearts. Fleeting time. Fleeting time. Fleeting time.
Piano Man. Our final act is a doo-wop sung by Billy Joel, For the Longest Time. The song was released in 1984 and reached number one on Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart. The song was inspired by the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and is performed tonight by Tom Engel, Alan Exner, Andrew Exner, Jeff Seymour, John McPherson, and Don Wade, our men of the choir.
Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest. If you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write. What else could I do? I'm so inspired by you. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Once I thought my innocence was gone. Now I know that happiness goes on. That's where you found me. When you put your arms around me. I haven't been there for the longest time. Maybe this won't last very long, but you feel so right, I could be wrong. Maybe I've been hoping too hard, but I've gone this far, and it's more than I hoped for. Who knows how much further we'll go on. Maybe I'll be sorry when you've gone. I'll take my chances. I forgot how nice.